I haven't done this for so long, I don't even know how to start.
No, me neither. It feels very alien, doesn't it? It feels really weird.
After such living such a legacy, where does one begin upon one's resurrection?
I don't know. It feels good, though. I mean, we were just talking earlier and we were saying, like, messaging each other. We're both, like, rushing around at work. And we're like, fuck, why are we doing this again? But
yeah,
I'm excited to be back. I'm excited, man.
I've set my desk up. I've set the mic up. I feel
Kristen's allowing me to use her desk, her work desk, so I'm not like a banished to the conservatory, which means she must have some faith in me.
That's a massive like promotion, I guess, from where you were last time. Well, that time when you came on, you were like, weren't you like on the floor and you were balancing the laptop on like a couple of empty cans of Skull or something like that?
No, it was worse than that. It was I was balancing on my 5-year-old's drawing desk that's built for children, so it's like 1 foot off the ground.
Yeah, we've even decided to take the full plunge and use some sort of podcast software, but it's not going that great so far, so we're on a free trial, so we might change it for the next time. We'll have to see.
Well, you know, I mean, let's face it, mate, you can't polish a turd. No amount of software is going to improve our voices, is it? So
I know, but it's good to be back. It's nice. We decided we had a much longer break than planned. We were going to have like a 3-month break September 2021 when our mutual wives produced a child within 24 hours of each other. And and then life just got hectic. Like, I started a new job. We moved. You'd started. I know you've been in your job a little while, haven't you? But obviously, you had 2 children. We have a child. You have child squared. Is that right?
Yeah. I think we just thought it would be easy to come back, didn't we? I think it was like, oh, we'll put this one out and, you know, we'll just carry on. And it wasn't like the learning curve in our lives for whatever
reason.
The offers
will come rolling in. The money will come rolling in and we'll just have to...
That Nike sponsorship, finally.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? I know something really, really mad. Let's have a little quiz. But there's one question in this quiz. So I just read something. So in the 90s, apparently, you know, Korn used to wear Adidas clothes. They've just reminded me of this. Puma offered them a load of money to stop wearing Adidas and wear Puma clothes. Guess how much they were offered?
To piss off the competition, a couple of grand. 600 quid, Jonathan. Now, a couple of million.
No. You've gone way over the mark there. I was hoping you're going to go under $500,000, which I suppose was a lot in the 90s. It's not a lot of money now, not to me anyway, but back in the day it probably was.
Yeah, I'd take that right now if I'm honest. But,
so that's Korn's level. So if we were to get offered some money from a clothing brand, what do you reckon that clothing brand would be that were to stoop to our level? Le Coq Sportif.
No. It's way worse than that, man. It's something you've never heard of. It's like one of those where you see like people go on holiday to Thailand or something, and it's got like a picture of Superman on the T-shirt, and it's got like Batman written underneath it. We actually get those like Chinese jewelry brands contacting us sometimes, don't we, on Instagram?
Oh, God,
like,
they're so funny there.
We're some jewel goth.
We're looking for some brand ambassadors. Would you like to be part of our crazy Ponzi scheme? No, thank you. I'll stick to Le Coq Sportif.
Yeah, absolutely.
But... yeah, so we're back. We've missed you all. Hopefully you've missed us as much as we've missed you. I guess we're going to try and take it a little bit easy. We don't want to burn ourselves out because we've got a lot of shit going on, but we're going to try and take it easy. We've actually been really organized this time because in half an hour we're speaking to our best friend, Gordon Morrison from Raging Speedhorn. Yep. You might know him because Graham is like best friends with him now.
We're like brothers.
Yeah, so we've got him coming on. So we've actually done a little intro before that, which we normally do an episode. Then we're like, oh shit, we need to do an intro. Let's do it on a lunch break. So we've been organised for once, but we're going to take it easy. We're going to try and line a few people up, and then we've got a steady stream of content, fresh for your ears. And then other than that, we'll probably just like, you know, put pictures of us doing the grass on Instagram and share stupid memes about baggy jeans.
I like how we're justifying this, like it's like our mum. Like, we promise, honestly, we'll do it properly this time.
We'll go to McDonald's if you just do it.
Going back to, like, mowing the grass and stuff, I had some absolutely shocking news yesterday that I'm still reeling from. And this really does go back to the original quality of this podcast. I got a letter through the door. And to be honest, A letter through the door, yes. You know, like, the door, it's like an opening on the front of your house, allows people to come
sound
in.
Sound like I got a letter through the door.
No. And I opened it and it just hit me, the contents of this letter. I was shaking still about 15 minutes after. And at the top of it, it says in bold letters, "Your bin day is changing."
Oh.
You can't do that. You can't fuck around people like that. I don't care if you're the council. Like, the day that those bins are picked up, that's baked into my muscle memory. You can't mess with me like that.
But do you not know what a binfluencer is? a binfluencer is the person on the street that knows when the day that the right bins go out, so they put theirs up first and everyone else follows.
Mate, literally, the person opposite us, she does that all the time, and I guarantee, like, people are going to get it wrong one day. She's going to put it out one day on the wrong day, and it's going to be pure chaos on this road. It's going to happen.
It's going to be like Mad Max in the space of 2 hours. There's going to be like people slaughtering each other in the street for bin space. We've actually kind of gone up in the world because out the back of our house, we've got like a parking area. So we've got 4 houses on our plot, and then the spaces behind them, and the bins are on the left by a fence. And, It was the neighbour had a bit of a dispute with the council because the bin men wouldn't come onto the parking area to get the bins, so they'd come round and just leave them so they wouldn't get taken. So apparently he kept ringing the council and hassling them, and now the bin men have to come onto our plot of land, take the bins themselves and put them in the bin receptacle lorry thing, the bin lorry. And so like we don't even have to put them out. We just leave our rubbish in the bin and they just get it. So in that sense, we very much caught up in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have. Do you know the other thing that I've got to share with you, like, while we're on the mundanities of life, which is something that we absolutely fucking specialise in on this podcast, is that I also, it's been a massive week for me, Kieran. Honestly, I didn't think I was going to be able to do tonight because it's just too many emotions. Too much. This week I've also signed up and received a new VegBox subscription and bought a new Hoover. Come on, you can't compete with that.
That's a roller coaster.
We might as well just end it again now. It's done. We've peaked. End of.
I think you need to space these activities out because I'm a bit worried you're going to have a heart attack with excitement.
Yeah, mate. The Hoover even folds. It's a cordless Hoover too.
Oh yeah, they're the best ones.
I know.
Well, they're kind of the only ones, aren't they? I think that's the only ones you can buy.
It's a cordless Hoover, but they've actually improved the suction, so it retains. It retains the suction of a corded Hoover. That's what the dream is right there. That's pure pleasure.
Well, send me some pictures. I kind of like to check it out.
Last time I sent you pictures, something bad happened.
The last time you sent me a picture retaining the suction, it was... So we've been away for 12 months, and the only thing we've got to report is that your bin day has changed. You bought a Hoover, and someone's posted a carrot through your letterbox.
Yeah, absolutely. That's literally it. That's the last year of my life. No, I mean, we've done some other stuff, haven't we? Like, we went to 2,000 Trees this year together, the festival. Yep. Yep. Actually ran into Gordon Morrison there, funnily enough, which I'll mention to him later. I think we've had a pretty good year, haven't we? We've all kind of, I think we've adjusted to being dads for the first time and being dads again quite well. And I feel like, I feel like it's...
It's been a journey. It's been a year of self-improvement.
Yeah.
And
peaks and troughs,
you know.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. Enlightenment, bins. I don't think I've got... Well, I moved house. That was an exciting thing because I moved house just as we started the podcast, and I moved house again because, you know, I like to diversify my property portfolio.
I don't think it's diversifying it when you just live in the same house and you sell the other one.
Yeah, that's true. It's just called moving house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on. There's got to be something exciting.
This is so bad, isn't it? This is so bad. Like, we've been gearing up for this for potentially weeks, and we're like, oh, fuck, what's happened? What have we done?
I don't know. That's about it. Welcome to, another mundane shit show. But it's good to be back. We'll have to force ourselves to go out and leave the house and think of things to talk about. We're very excited to be back. We're hoping that the old crew are still on Instagram, like the old crew that we used to chat to all the time.
Yeah, the posse. Do you know, I feel bad as well, because like when we took a break, we really did take a break. Like, we didn't even look at this our Instagram page at all.
No. We did Shameless Sunday for a few months, and we stuck to that.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, please know that if you did, you know, chat with us previously, if we communicated with us, and we didn't do anything out of personal reasons, and we truly apologize. Hey, one thing that's really interesting, which is also super depressing, is that our Instagram following is almost stayed exactly the same without us putting anything out. In fact, I think if we start putting stuff out, we're probably going to lose followers.
I think, well, that has happened before. I'm sure, didn't we put some money on, like, promoting an episode, and we ended up with less followers than we started or something like that?
Oh, we put like a tenner on Facebook because it went stupid, and we got it accidentally targeted like OAPs and pensioners because it thought too old for this pit was something to do with like elderly people in retirement.
We had like Mabel 85 from you know, yeah, Clacton or something. It was like, oh, it's a lovely picture. And we're like, I don't think you're into Mudvayne.
Yeah.
But
she might have been, you don't know that.
Actually, yeah, I should be so quick to judge. Yeah, back to my old ways.
Yeah, man. But anyway, yeah, it's awesome to be back. We do have, we've got people lined up. I'm not going to say who. We've probably got three or four lined up, though. And there's another few we're talking to, and there's some wicked bands out there we're looking forward to having a laugh with. And I promise you, we're still not that podcast that talks about how they recorded a bass line or what it was like working with this producer. We're the dickheads who ask people what they had for dinner, and you know, that's what we're going to stay as. So that's a promise.
True to our roots. Yeah. So yeah, this is going to be a really short episode. I think we're going to wrap it up in a sec. There's no guests on this one. We just wanted to say hello. We're going to put this one out as like, we're not going to announce this. We're just going to put it out as a surprise because we think we're some sort of like, we basically think we're Beyonce.
People are going to like go nuts over it. They'll be like, holy shit, they're back. In reality, it'll be cricket sounds and three downloads, but that's fine. We're okay with that as well.
It'll be all like 12. This Pit's put a new episode out. I'm going to go listen to the downbeat.
I thought they were dead.
I wish they were dead.
Anyway,
yeah,
thank you so much. And thank you, Kieran. Thank you for being here with me.
Thank you for spending time with me. All the liking and subscribing shit. Share us with your mates. Actually, yeah, if you're on Instagram and you follow us, drop us a message because that'll give us a purpose in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then we'll catch you on the other side with Mr. Morrison. I had a teacher called Mr. Morrison at school. That sounds weird. With Gormo.
You haven't accidentally booked your fucking teacher, have you, from school?
I have got something to tell you. Ah, right, let's finish with this. So do you remember that guy who went viral in the World Cup who was having a really good time?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that, you know what I mean, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, the really, really happy guy. For anyone that doesn't know, there was a guy that went viral because there's a picture of him at the World Cup and he looks really, really fucking happy. And then people realise he's been at like every single World Cup for the last 300 years or whatever. So my sister was around the other week and then she was like, do you remember Mr. Milne from school? And I was like, I can't remember Mr. Milne, but in my head, he looks like that guy who's been famous in the World Cup. And then she went, that's because that's Mr. Milne from school.
Oh, shit.
So how mad's that? That was one of my teachers, and I remember him. And I might have actually mentioned him on a podcast before, because I remember him saying he managed to sneak into a Chili's gig. He just turned up and he just talked his way in. So big up Mr. Milne.
Let's get him on. Get him on as a guest.
The Milne Meister. Yeah, we should do, yeah. Maybe we should get him. No, we won't get the one that slept with the pupil. We'll get the one that supposedly slept with the pupil but didn't. I think it was just a rumor.
Yeah, we're not having him on to hear his side of the story, mate. That's not happening. Right, let's end it now. Let's finish it.
Let's clear up a 20-year-old rumor just within my school. Mr. Mill didn't touch any kid, to the record. He just touched a lot of hearts
and minds.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Sweet. Let's finish this. I'm going to catch up with you on the other side.
Thanks for coming. Bye.